Sandwiched into writer-director Joss Whedon's busy schedule of TV series and features like The Avengers was an unexpected low-budget adaptation of William Shakespeare's comedy Much Ado About Nothing, shot in black and white. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
One word sums up my reaction to Joss Whedon's film of Shakespeare's Much Ado About Nothing. Huzzah! Here is the creator of Buffy the Vampire Slayer and director of Marvel's The Avengers, working with American TV actors who have little or no training in verse speaking. Who could have predicted such a team would produce the best of all film Shakespeare comedies? No, not the best film Shakespeare. There are plenty of more exciting Hamlets and Henry V's and Richard III's. But whenever a theater director like Peter Hall or Trevor Nunn, or even an experienced filmmaker like Kenneth Branagh, shoots a comedy, it generally ends up overbusy. Whedon's approach seems off the cuff, which in a sense it was, given that he filmed it in his house in 12 days between production and post-production of The Avengers. The actors have been directed to sound as if they talked this way every day. It's amazing how clear Shakespeare's language can be when spoken quickly and without undue fuss. This Much Ado is set in a modern compound, owned by a business mogul, Leonardo, played by Clark Gregg, usually surrounded by young men in crisp, dark suits and ties. Among those followers are Alexis Denisoff as stubborn bachelor Benedict and Fran Kranz as Leonardo's heir apparent, Claudio. One reason Claudio is destined for the top job is that he's in line to wed Leonardo's daughter, Hero, played by Gillian Morghese. That stirs the ire of a business rival, Sean Marr's Don John, who contrives a diabolical scheme to make Hero appear to be a trollop instead of a virtuous maid. This is one of the Shakespeare comedies that skirts tragedy. Don John is a precursor to Iago in Othello. The subtext is serious. Almost everyone dons a mask to test someone's loyalty, an impulse that usually leads to disaster. But bumpkins save the day. There are marriages and songs. And the playwright's heart is less with the beleaguered Claudio and Hero than stubborn bachelor Benedict and Hero's cousin Beatrice, among Shakespeare's, indeed all theaters, most acid-tongued and delightful romantic antagonists. Whedon has built a pedestal for Amy Acker. Her Beatrice is lyrically high-strung, given to huge pratfalls when emotion gums up her strenuous self-composure. Denisov's Benedict is frankly overmatched, but the actor uses his relative weakness to good comic effect. He looks afraid of getting too close for fear of being devoured. It's no accident that Whedon, who gave us the girl power heroine Buffy Summers, puts special weight on Beatrice's inability in a male culture to avenge an injustice to her cousin Hero's reputation. Such powerlessness is, after all, why we needed Buffy. The freshest performance is by Nathan Fillion, swashbuckling star of Whedon's sci-fi TV series Firefly, as Constable Dogberry, one of Shakespeare's simplest buffoons. But hear what Fillion does when he's insulted by a female crony of Don John's. He turns a simple man into a convoluted tangle of officiousness and injured pride.
Come, bind them! Thou naughty varlet!
Wait! You are an ass! You are an ass.
Does thou not suspect my place? Does thou not suspect my years? Oh, that she were here to write me down an ass. But, masters, remember that I am an ass, though it be not written down, yet forget not that I am an ass.
This Much Ado whizzes by, with Jay Hunter's silken black-and-white photography stylizing everything while belaboring nothing. Shakespeare, I think, dictates his own close-ups and long shots. If a film director follows the dramatic beats, he or she can intuit when to go intimate, to bring in the camera, and when to jump back for a wider context. Whedon is on the Bard's wavelength. I do have quibbles. I'd rather have used my imagination instead of seeing a flashback of Beatrice and Benedict in bed. The male actors' smooth faces are hard to tell apart, to the point where I was sorry Denisov's Benedict shaved his beard during the film in a bid to project earnestness. That's about it. When Shakespeare is done right, it's hard to imagine him ever done wrong. It's the ease and clarity of Whedon's work that's so engaging. As I said, he shot Much Ado in his house, and you feel like an invited guest, hanging out in the backyard and watching a great play.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.